Well, hey, Alexa, can you tell me about Hurricane Milton? Yeah, and Alexa will tell you about Hurricane Milton in the past tense, which is remarkable. Even Amazon's Alexa can already tell you that Hurricane Milton has strengthened to a hurricane and has wrought destruction. Alexa's amazing, isn't it? It's really amazing how these tools work these days. Where, mm-hmm. I mean, even it's remarkable. Anyway, how many of you have tried that little skill? Of course, it's been going viral over the past 24 hours when you ask Alexa about Hurricane Milton. Before it even became a hurricane, it seemed to have already been updated in its database. It's remarkable stuff how this all works. Well, it's already being called a record-breaking hurricane that's about to slam into Florida. People across the southern part of the United States are being told to leave and to brace themselves. Florida residents being told to get out right now. I mean, how many of you are watching right now that live in that area or planning to leave? Let us know. Sewers and water are already being turned off. Schools are closed and more are closing. All of this is happening as early voting is happening. Absentee voting is already happening across the South. So we'll have more on that in a second, but here's the latest.
In the meantime, let's ride our video monitors down to the state of Florida. That state is once again in a path of life-threatening hurricane. We're talking about Milton that's now strengthened to a monster there in the Atlantic, a Category 5 storm. So evacuations are now underway just a day after Hurricane Helene wreaked havoc across the state, or days after. Governor DeSantis calling on all counties there to speed up debris removal ahead of Milton's landfall.
Local officials and their vendors must continue debris removal efforts for those areas that are in the eye, a potential path of this storm. My executive order requires debris landfill and dump sites to remain open 24/7 to accept debris from Hurricane Helene. We need as much of this debris picked up as possible. This creates a safety hazard, and it also will increase the damage that Milton could do with flying debris.
Right, so now we're dealing with all of the debris from Hurricane Helene that's still there in big piles. We're talking all sorts of, you know, plywood and wood, 2x4s, and car debris and shingles and everything else. It's just in big piles right now. Aluminum siding, things like that, all in big piles, which could be then projectiles for this new storm. So perfect fodder for this new storm, perfect projectile. So overnight, Hurricane Milton went from a Category 3 to a 4 within an hour, and then within another hour, it became a Category 5. According to Into Thin Air, it may be the fastest move ever seen in the Gulf of Mexico. The thing is turning into a beast, and it's heading right into another storm that could also merge and then smash right into Florida. Bizarre swirling radar anomalies are also once again present here, just like we saw with Hurricane Helene. These same weird patterns from these radar signatures, and it's asking many people right now, people are wondering if this hurricane is being controlled or geoengineered on purpose. We put up a poll here. So far, 94% of you in our audience, 94% say that this is that weather can be manipulated for sure. So take a look. This is the hurricane track over the last few hours. It's highly unusual for the hurricane to intensify from a Category 3 to a 4 to a 5 within 1 hour. Meaning it became a Category 3 and then 1 hour later became a Category 4 and then less than an hour later becomes a Category 5. Very rare. Media, of course, across Florida right now telling you to get out right now.
The Ready, Set, Go is a great idea of who's going to be feeling impacts, but you'll notice areas here where we're talking about evacuations and final preparations, maybe boarding up the house. You have areas in through Pinellas County, by the way. They do have evacuations, and they're also in some areas like St. Pete Beach. Yeah. They're turning off sewage and water. Tomorrow morning, it's all off. So that's another reason to go.
Yeah, exactly. Think of this as like a stoplight. They stop what you're doing in your everyday life and get ready. Get your medications, get whatever you need, right, to make sure that you are set, your family's set, your pets are set, your evacuation route, in case you don't know as well. Hillsborough County.
So get out now is the message there. Here's the latest storm track from just a few minutes ago. This is where we are now, west-northwest of Progreso, Mexico, a Category 5. Massive beast of a storm. That's heading right toward, and who knows whether this will be, you know, whether this will be downgraded from a 4 to a 3 or whether it will sustain at a 5. A lot of people saying there's a lot of similarities here between this track of Hurricane Charley back in 2004, right before the election in 2004. But of course, that one came from a little bit south, south of Key West, and came right up along the coastline to that direction. This is coming obviously from the Mexico direction here. And before you call it a conspiracy theory, we did a whole deep dive last week here on the show about the U.S. government's use history of using weather modification into thin air. Notices some very similar radar anomalies. We saw this with her Helene back again with this very same storm. The same exact radar signatures that he's picked up on. Watch.
All right, let's take a look at Florida, and already it's looking like a disco party is going on. A lot of different radar activity going on. We got spikes here going all the way into the Gulf, heavy lines up in this area, and then of course we have the one we saw with Hurricane Helene right here going off again. Now of course, remember, these are just theories that we're talking about here, entertainment purposes only, because no way is weather modification real, right everybody?
Right.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Just entertainment purposes only. Mm-hmm. There's no weather modification, except there is. And here's a whistleblower who's come forward. She worked on these projects. And she's suing the federal government for lying to the American people. Listen.
And she's a military veteran, right?
Yes, I was in the U.S. Air Force for 9 years.
Wow. And you came out and blew the whistle on geoengineering, things that you witnessed were going on. Can you give us the real nutshell?
Absolutely. Basically, I had heard of what many people know as the term chemtrails. And I worked in a job called bioenvironmental engineering. And I thought that was insane. And why would we do something like that? Modify the weather by using hazardous materials in our atmosphere. So, and actually the process of trying to debunk it or disprove it, I realized it was actually coming right out of my office, as I was one of the people that was approving the chemicals. And it really shook the core of my oath. And I did a lot of sampling, did a lot of investigation, and I blew the whistle and I got out. And I've now used my credentials, my oath, and my powers for good to help people understand it's very real. It's now openly admitted. There are multiple forms of weather modification. I specifically found the one of stratospheric aerosol injection. And collectively around the globe, we have to understand that it is now being admitted because they're saying it's combating climate change. Well, the climate change we need to be worried about is man-made climate engineering, also known as geoengineering.
Yeah, entertainment purposes only. So don't take her word for it. Take the former head of the CIA talking about it, how it's the most exciting weapon he's ever seen. This is John Brennan.
Another example is the array of technologies often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly.
Yeah, so the CIA is loving this program as well. Let's talk about the voting issue here. So we've got the weather manipulation piece of this, which a lot of people are wondering if it's going on with this Category 5 storm, similar weird radar anomalies that are also happening. Let's talk about this voting issue, though, which is being largely ignored right now. So North Carolina is ground zero, guys, for a Harris-Waltz victory. If they can take over North Carolina, in a way, you know, President Trump narrowly won North Carolina. If they can take over North Carolina, they'll win this presidency. Bottom line. And that's why they've already made North Carolina one priority, North Carolina priority one this year already. President Biden touring in North Carolina. Harris rolled out her economic plan in North Carolina. They've been putting a lot of resources into North Carolina, television ads, marketing, and of course, campaign stops. So all it takes, Democrats need 23,000 votes. 23,000 votes. That's all the swaying needs to happen in order for Harris and Waltz to win. And even Politico, right away after Helene hit, called this out and said, Helene hit Trump strongholds in Georgia, North Carolina. It could swing the election. Diving into the numbers, yeah, guess what? If these individuals don't have homes, they don't have a way, they're not there anymore. They've been, you know, gone to Ohio to stay with relatives. They're not there for their absentee ballots because these post offices are now closed. We identified here about a week and a half ago here on the show all of the zip codes where these post offices are now closed. Mail not being distributed to these areas. Polling places without heat and electricity and without running water, which means they are closed. Don't take my word for it. Take liberal CNN's word for it. They're detailing all of these polling places which are closed. Election officials in Georgia, North Carolina, Florida work right now to amid Hurricane Helene fallout. Election officials in Georgia, North Carolina, Florida working quickly to ensure voters can still securely cast early ballots despite the devastating storm impacts of Hurricane Helene that have in some cases left them without power, water, and cell service. Potential solutions in the affected counties of the three states which could determine the White House could include extra polling places, extended early voting, and making it easier to drop off mail ballots. We have no power. We have no water. Cell service is limited. So right now the concern is a delay in getting the absentee ballots mailed out. A delay in receiving the mail, the executive director of Augusta Richmond County Board of Elections in Georgia told CNN. Doss said some of the county's 43 polling locations could be unable to be used. And that's just putting it conservatively, just in Georgia. Not to mention the dozens upon dozens in North Carolina, which are unusable and have been destroyed. Where are these people going to vote? How are they going to vote? How are they going to receive these votes in the mail? All
Maybe
of these
they
Trump
need
voters.
To reinstate the Pony Express.
Right. I was thinking Paul Revere. Do we have any of those archetypes that can trot it in on horseback?
Well, you're making fun of it, but last week we saw that they're bringing in mules. They're actually using mules right now to try to transport supplies into these hard hit areas of North Carolina. We have a lot of sources in that area that are working different angles of the story. We're going to bring more to you on the supply angle and what's going on, and actually in North Carolina this week, some great journalists who are there that we've been corresponding with, and what's actually happening on the ground with the number of additional body bags that have been ordered. We're hearing reports of up to 4,000 body bags that have been ordered. They're still finding bodies in trees, in cars, all over the place, and they don't have power. They don't have a way to get supplies in, and there's also, of course, reports of sabotage of these supplies. And this was last night where two black helicopters came in at a donation center in Western North Carolina where they had lined up supplies. These helicopters came in and just on purpose hung over this particular area, flies into the area and uses it rotor washes and destroys all of the stuff and then takes off. Disappears. They've been trying to find out who these helicopters were. They can't find out. And this was not one of the resupplies helicopters. These were unrelated to the supply helicopters. They came in and destroyed the supplies and then took off. And you had individuals there who were trying to get these supplies out to people in North Carolina. There's been multiple reports like this of sabotage of these supplies. They dipped down, performed a rotor wash, which seemed deliberate, then flew off, destroyed a lot of the staging area, harming the people directly below. One was a canine security officer who was doing sweeps of these vehicles to make sure nothing nefarious was coming through. So they're asking, were they special forces, private contractors? They don't know. And then others were trying to locate through their flight trajectory and their flight tracking. They don't know who they are, calling them ghosts, basically. So what the hell is going on? It's hard not to feel like we're all being played right now. Right?
Yes, I feel like that all the time.
I mean, it really, you have two hurricanes that are, you know, with you weird radar anomalies. You have all of these areas which have never been hit by this type of flooding in the mountains, areas completely cut off and polling places shut down now, conveniently destroyed. And all you need is 23,000 votes in North Carolina for Harris and Waltz to win the election. I mean, it feels like we're being played right now. So anyway,
let us know what you think of that.
Yeah, our thoughts are with the folks of Florida right now, too, as well as all of the people devastated in North Carolina and Georgia and other parts of Florida. You know, what are you guys planning to do? I lived in Orlando, Florida during the 2004 Charlie, I think it was Ivan, and I forget the other one. within, there was like four major hurricanes that came across within like 4 weeks. It was devastating. And they all crisscrossed right before the election, right through the middle of the state. And they mm-hmm. came right through, and it was utter destruction through Tampa all the way up through Orlando up into Jacksonville. So it was devastating. And they're talking about that this power could be out in these areas for months. They might not be able to restore power for months. This is unbelievable. I know when I lived in Florida, we didn't have power for weeks at a time. And you know the blistering heat of August in Florida, it was miserable. It was absolutely miserable.
And you think about the supplies, the people who need their, let's say a diabetic who needs their insulin, things like that. Like, how is this going to actually affect the lives of people who depend on the supply chain?